Hello, I'm Miss Strachan and today's podcast is going to be regarding unseen approaches. As you know, for Educast, you have two separate parts of the unseen poetry exam. The first part is Section A, where you have to do a single poem essay, and the second part is Section B, where you have to do a comparison essay. You get given both poems, and Section A asks you to write about one named poem. So what I would recommend you do is you underline the relevant command words in the question. So normally it will ask you and it will give you a clue about the meaning of the poem in the question. So for example, if it says family within the poem, then you're looking at a poem that probably has something some thematic link to family, or if it says relationships again, you're looking at the way that relationships are presented. The way that I would recommend that you approach a single poem essay is to give an introduction where you link to the question. So you reword the question into the beginning of your answer to show that you understand what you're being asked to focus on. Then I would actually recommend that you give an overview of the meaning of the poem. So that's when you start writing. But even before you start writing, I would recommend that you read the poem first for meaning. Then read it again and underline any of the keywords or key quotes that stand out to you that link to the question. If you're still not sure about the poem, read it again. Okay. I often find reading and rereading a poem will help me to understand what it's actually about, and that I will pick up on different nuances of meaning the more times that I read it. Obviously, it's time conditions. You don't have time to read it and read it and read it loads of times. But like I said, there is a clue in the question that helps you to understand the meaning of the poem. So just use that clue quite carefully. Now, after you've done your introduction where you've linked to the question and you've explored the meaning in the poem, so you've given a couple of sentences just to show you understand what the poem is about, you're going to go straight into the analysis, and that's the main section of the essay. You need to cover as many quotes as you can, and what you need to do is you need to, I would recommend that you analyse the quotes by doing the following. Link to the question. So explore how the quotation that you're going to use answers what your question asks. Then refer to some terminology. For the higher marks, you need to be using English subject terminology. So things like metaphors, similes, personification, the use of imagery, the use of questions, rhetorical questions or emotive language. Then also we've got word class, so we've got nouns, adjectives, verbs, adverbs, and then we've also got connotations of words. And when you zoom in closely on a particular word, often I find it's really useful to use triplets in your analysis. So you say that, for example, hawk's manners are tearing off heads, which is one of the anthology poems, but if you zoom in on the word tearing, obviously that verb is violent, it's aggressive, and it suggests superiority. So I've got three things that I've said about that one word, and immediately that is my focus on language. So once you've got the subject terminology, I would recommend that you put the quote down as well. So it can be a one-word quote, or it can be a short, snappy quote that has stood out to you and that has answered the question. Once you've put the quote down, then I want you to explain the meaning. Now, I don't want you just to explain the obvious meaning. I want you to explain the hidden meaning as well. So say what it means and how it links to the question, and then try and dig under the surface. That's slightly harder, but it is really, really useful to do. Once you've done the digging under the surface, I would recommend that you explain the effect. Now, that can be the writer's intentions or it can be the effect on the reader. You can also give alternative opinions here, so, or zoom in on a particular word, and then you repeat the process as many times you can in the time limit. When you get to, when you've when you've run out of time, so you've done about 20, 25 minutes of writing on the single poem, and you're going to have to move on to the comparison, I would conclude my single poem essay just very briefly with a summary of how you've answered the question. So again, you're linking back to the question, and it's really showing the examiner that you understand what the question has asked you to answer and that you've summarised how you've answered that. So moving on to the comparison part, I would recommend that because you've already focused on poem one that was mentioned in section A question, I would recommend that you start with poem two because you haven't analysed that already. So I would, again, in my introduction, link to the question, explain how both the poems are similar or different and how they answer the question. And then I would give a little bit of meaning for both of the poems, but obviously focus slightly more on poem two. Then I would start my analysis, and your best friend in this part of the exam is going to be connectives of comparison. So alternatively, in comparison, in contrast, similarly, differently, however, as well as, both poems are the same, different, because. So those type of stems are going to be really useful within your analysis of comparison. If you don't use comparison connectives and you just address one poem and then you address the second poem, then you're not comparing, you're just writing an essay on the two poems, but you're not really getting to the point of the question, which is to compare, which is to show you understand and you can evaluate how something is the same or how something is different. Okay, so the two poems will have lots of similarities, but they will have contrasts as well, and you can use that. Now, you are still focusing on language, and your analysis, I would recommend, looks a bit like this. Poem two, linked to the question, zoom in on the language terminology like we did in the single poem essay, quote, analyse the meaning, both hidden and obvious, zoom in if you need to, explain the effect, and then write a linking sentence to show how it's the same or different as the first poem, and then do a tiny bit of analysis on the first poem, and then repeat that process. So the idea is that you have analyse the second poem in lots of detail with your comparison, and you've linked it back to the first poem. So your poem one analysis in the comparison will obviously probably be slightly less detailed than your poem two comparison because you've already analysed poem one. You will probably find that you repeat some of the things that you used in the single poem essay, but what I would recommend is to show a higher level of understanding that you actually try and avoid using the same quotes that you used in the single poem essay and that you actually focus more on poem two but link it back to poem one. And the higher level analysis answers for the comparison part of the exam will show that they can understand similarities and differences. So we've got comparisons and we've got contrasts. And I think that the reason for that is because you're clearly digging under the surface. You can also still offer alternative readings. You can still offer writer's intentions and you can still explain the effect in the comparison element. And it's just in the main section. It's just about making sure that you have clearly shown similarities and differences. And then again, to conclude, I would just give a summary of how they're the same and how they're different. And obviously, one of the biggest issues for students is not understanding the poem straight away. And my top tip for that is, don't worry about it. A poem is just a little short story, and if you can try and work out what the little short story is telling you, then that's going to really help you. It isn't The examiners are not trying to catch you out. They just want to know that you can look at the poem and that you can decipher the meaning and that you can analyse the way that some of the language has been used and perhaps the structure as well. Obviously the structure, you can look at the layout, you can look at the use of enjambment, and that's obviously the lines that run on. You can look at end stopping, where lines have punctuation at the end, and you can look at caesura, where there is punctuation within the middle of a line. You can look at where the tone changes, you can look at where, you can look at the tone, you can look at, the shape of the poem. And if, but it's really important if you're going to talk about structure, not just to mention the structure, you have to explain why it's been done or what effect it has or what you think the reason is. Again, I'd like you to try and remain tentative in your answer. So perhaps this could mean, this could suggest, this might suggest, because that is showing an element of understanding that there would be alternative viewpoints as well. Okay, I hope this has been useful. Thank you.